What's the word, y'all? It's Devontae. This is Reaper Training. Y'all now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast, where we don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. I'm glad to be back. It's been a minute, man. I was on military orders for about 2 months. Went to my advanced course for my MOS school. And the podcast has surprisingly been booming. I've been seeing the numbers, bro. I appreciate all my new viewers I got, my new subscribers I got. Welcome to the channel. Today we're going to get right into it, man. So based off the last podcast, I said the biggest problem with our generation was literacy. And I stand on that. That's a big thing. I don't even know if that's really a social problem, whereas it's more so of a, you know, I think I saw something that was like the internet has made us a bit dumber, like, or not even dumber. I think it made us a bit more reliant on internet for our information. You know, just simple things like, you know, you see things people could just research in a matter of seconds, but instead they choose to just be ignorant for the sake of being ignorant, right? But today I'm not touching on that. Today I'm touching on another problem I see. And this isn't so much of a... this is a problem that I guess you would only see in the black community. I don't know if this is as big of a thing in other communities as well as it is in ours. But this omniprise thing. If y'all have heard me talk about it in other podcasts, bro, I say that you should see yourself as a prize. And that mainly derives from the fact that I want you guys to think highly of yourself so you don't let people walk all over you. You know, I see so much where people just allow the most, I guess I don't got no other word for heinous shit to happen to them just because they have no type of self-value in themselves. You know, they just let people walk all over them. They let women walk all over them. And I really feel a lot of that comes from just a lack of self-esteem and a lack of belief in self. Like, if you don't feel sexy, you won't act sexy. If you don't feel important, you won't act important. And feeling that is the first step into teaching people how to treat you. You know, nobody will treat you with... I'm not going to say nobody. Most people won't treat you with respect if you don't move in a respectful way. You know, that's why, you know, people emphasize so much on how you dress. Like, if you don't dress like a motherfucker who looks important, people won't treat you important. And that's just how humans operate and how we look. You know, your first look of somebody is how you're going to treat them. But this omniprise thing is funny, right? Because I've been in the field a minute, bro. I've been single since like 2019. I've been dating since 2019. Well, I've been dating before that, but like I've really been in the field for since then. And I can honestly tell you in just a short 4 year span from when I started to now, I could tell you a world of difference in the dating game. And I think a lot of that derives from this omniprise thing. And I want to speak about why I think this is so bad and so detrimental, and why, you know, I want you guys to be confident. I want you guys to believe in yourself. I want you guys to feel as though you have something to offer to the world, because you do. But my problem is that, you know, people are taking this omniprise thing into, I'm holier than thou, or you should kiss my ass to be with me. And that's the wrong approach to take it. And I don't want to generalize. I know some of you guys who see yourself as a prize don't act like that, but a lot of people do, even unknowingly. And what I mean is this, right? If you date now, when you go on these dates, there's a lot of times when I'm on these dates and I'm dealing with these women, and I see, like, it's not even, you know, it used to be you get on a date and the purpose of the date is to get to know each other. Or if, you know, if it's like a fling type thing, the purpose of the date is to do, like, you know, little fluff before we end up fucking. And that's, you know, it was one or the other. You know, you got one of the two. A lot of the dates I get now is straight up like, prove to me why I should spend my time with you. And, you know, that is such a bad way of looking at things. And I guarantee if a lot of y'all are dating, y'all are getting that too. Just like holier than thou, nose up in the air. Like, I'm such a catch. You need to show me why I should give a fuck that you in my presence. Why have I graced you with the blessing of just looking at me for 30 minutes to an hour? And it's really made dating just, for lack of a better word, just not fun. Like, it's just like to, at least to me, like I know to a lot of people, dating's not fun at all. You know, if you have a hard time, or if you just have low patience, I can understand why you'd be frustrated at it. But for me, for all the bullshit you do go through, dating was kind of fun because there was always a new personality. Like, it was little things that you got to learn about people that was interesting. Like, dating was interesting, to say the least. Now it's really like you go on these dates and it's like, you know, show me why I should be gracing you with the blessing of looking at my face. Like, get the fuck on, bro. Like, that shit's so goofy. And it's like, the problem is that you guys gotta understand something. When I say you're the prize, bro, I mean that you should look at yourself as a catch. Like, I view myself as a catch, right? That being said, I know I come with a lot of bullshit. Everyone comes with a lot of bullshit. No one is perfect. That is the number one thing of being successful. Like, you have to be confident, but you also have to be humble at the same time. Don't get me wrong. In my head, I'm a bad motherfucker with whatever I do. But at the same time, I'm not perfect. There's going to be things I do where I'm not good. There's going to be things I do where I'm really good. I've been super poor, and I've never been rich, but I've been up. I've had a bag, you know what I'm saying? But I've experienced both, so I know either one is very, very possible. So although I am confident that whatever life throws at me, I can handle it, I understand that life will throw something. At some point in another, life is going to pop up around the corner and hit your ass in the head with a baseball. Like, yeah, bitch, hold that. And you're going to have to, all right, cool, let me bounce back. See, the confidence is important, because if you don't have confidence, when life fucks you up, you'll never bounce back. That's where the confidence comes in as like a super important thing. That being said, you can't allow yourself to take on this like the world should kiss my ass because I exist. That is such a bad way of looking at things. And here's something interesting. I watched a podcast. I can't remember whether it was Kevin Samuels or another podcast, but I remember them talking about it was the only child syndrome, where, you know, because you only grew up by yourself, you feel like you have a heightened sense of importance. And that makes a lot of sense. You know, being an only child, when I started dating, it was very interesting to me because I had never been told I was selfish before. Because I didn't grow up with anybody. I was by myself for the most part. Who would tell me I'm selfish? But like, the first time I heard that was when I was in a relationship. And, you know, me being kind of self-reflecting as an individual, I sat and thought like, damn, maybe I am, you know, pretty selfish in some ways. And I grew from that. But that's because I have an open mind. But like, there's a lot of people who will hear that and just scoff it off. Like, yeah, get the fuck on. I don't care what you're talking about. And that's where this holier than thou fucking I'm the prize thing comes from. Because a lot of us grow up as only children. You know, we're now at a time where like, it's no longer fucking households with 6-7 kids or 4-5 siblings and shit like that. Like, it's very, very rare. I have 3 other siblings, but all of them are younger than me. I think my oldest little brother's 13. The other ones are under 10. You know, so I was basically only child up until I was 13, 14 years old. So because of that, I have now gotten to the point where I had to grow through that kind of only child. Because I think how you grew up as far as siblings affects a lot how you date, more so than anything else. Or not even that, just your household, like how busy your household is. Like, if y'all remember, I had a podcast about being in toxic relationships, a lot of those people who love being in argumentative relationships and things like that grew up in very noisy, chaotic households. I grew up in that, but I didn't enjoy that. I didn't enjoy it at all. I didn't like it. I honestly hated the fact that coming home, I knew I was gonna have to deal with some bullshit. That never made me happy. So now, living by myself, I enjoy coming home knowing that my life is only gonna be as stressful as I allow it to. And I value that. So anyone who comes in and brings in a lot of bullshit, I don't want to deal with. And I've been like that pretty much my entire life since I moved out from with my parents. Whereas a lot of people, they enjoy that because that's how they grew up. They grew up in a chaotic, they was fighting their siblings, their parents might have been tweaking, a lot of shit. So, you know, that's just what you're comfortable in. But, so how you grow up is very important and how you date. But, bro, I don't care if you grew up as only child. I don't care if you grew up with a bunch of siblings. I don't care if you grew up with nobody at all. You was adopted, bro. You have to be humble in dating. It is imperative. And the reason why is because, like I said early in the podcast, everyone comes with something. Nobody is perfect. Nobody. I don't care who you think you are or what you think you have. Nobody on this earth is perfect. And because nobody is perfect, if you carry yourself in a manner which that you're just above reproach and no one can say anything to you when everyone has to kiss your ass, you will never be happy. Because here's the thing. Your looks may warrant that response at first, but everyone's going to get tired of that shit at some point. Everyone's going to get tired of it, bro. Humbleness is super important. I think that's why Kendrick made that song, Be Humble, because I think even he probably saw it, because it's just like, it's such a like, it's weird. And I'm one of those people, bro, I don't like telling people to be humble, because I believe that being confident, from my experience, people will feel a way about you just carrying yourself confidently. Because me, I'm not a person who brags. I don't, like, listen, there's a lot of things that I could brag about that I'll never mention to you, bro. I don't need to. I've never felt the need to do that. But people will probably, just off the way I walk and talk, they'll feel my confidence and feel a way about that. For people like them, fuck them niggas. You ain't even really got to worry yourself about them. But I'm just talking about from the standpoint of when you feel that way and you exude it, and you're really, like, I'll give you a case in point. I was dating this girl for a little bit. And I'm on the phone with her, and like, we had fallen out of contact. I got a little busy, and like, as we started talking again, she was mad that I wasn't hitting her up more often. I was kind of like, yo, like, you know, you can hit me up anytime you feel the need to or you want to. She was like, well, you got to hit me up all the time. That's such a, I can't even fathom saying that shit to somebody. Like, I don't even, like, and again, this is, again, like I told y'all at the beginning of the podcast, I feel like I'm a catch too. But I don't even think to, I wouldn't even think to say no shit like that to somebody, because that just sounds so fucking airy. I can't even imagine that. What the fuck? You gotta test me all the time, otherwise this ain't gonna work. Like, what the fuck? Who says that? But they to first off, to say that takes another level of gall. But to say it and not feel like that should have any blowback tells me that that's been accepted in your life. That's just ridiculous. And I guarantee you, a lot of y'all, if y'all got to talking to somebody, you know, I could just see off of the things that people post that a lot of people are experiencing that. And, you know, listen, I can't tell nobody how to live their life. If that's how you feel you want to carry things, then carry it like that. But I will say this. You get out of life what you put into it. If there's nothing else that I've learned from my 26 years on this earth, is that you get out of life what you put into it. If you don't put in shit into your life, if you bullshitting, if you kind of playing around, if you really not focused, if you just letting things go as they go, then yeah, that's how your life is going to be. Bullshit. Because you playing around. But if you hustling, if you really putting forth that effort, and you trying your hardest, more often than not, you're going to get that out of life. You're going to get good results. And that doesn't change with dating, bro. If you're looking at things whereas you're the prize, so everybody should kiss your ass, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you're a beautiful woman, a handsome dude, a rich woman, whoever. Because at the end of the day, bro, we all come with bullshit. All of us are not perfect. There's going to be some things about you that people love. There's going to be some things about you that people hate. And because of that, you need to act accordingly. And that, you know, I spoke about the literacy thing, but that was more so geared towards, you know, financial freedom and goals and aspirations. That was more geared towards that, because I think that was a big thing. I think that's going to hold a lot of us back in that aspect more than we think it is. But this is something that I guess you can apply it in the sense of financial purpose and things like that. But I think that really counts with everything. Relationships, like I see people who don't have friends, and you know, it's funny because you'll talk to people who don't have friends, and when you talk to them, all they do is gossip and talk shit about people who they met. I'm like, that's why you don't have no fucking friends, bro. You're judging everyone you meet. Are you perfect? Is everything about you 100%? No, so shut the fuck up. You know, accept that person for who they are. That doesn't make, like, you know, I think a lot of that just derives from that. And, you know, self-reflection is a beautiful thing, bro. If you can really know yourself and seek self-improvement, then you could be such a better person in life. And I think a lot of people are missing the opportunity, you know, so I just wanted to drop that little knowledge off, that little gem. You know, I'm definitely going to be a lot more active on this now that I'm off of orders. I left my fucking microphone here while I was out in Camp Lejeune. So, you know, I did come back, but it was so much going on. Every time I came back, I forgot to grab this motherfucker. But we back. We better. Hopefully, I can be a lot more consistent with this. And I appreciate you guys for being subscribed and rocking with me, bro. If you have not subscribed, please do. And just remember, we don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. Reap motivation. Y'all be easy, bro. I'll get up with y'all soon.